Well, if you love KISS, I know where you're going to be on the weekend of the 22nd, 23rd and 24th of November. They're the dates for the Newcastle 500, and joining us now with all the latest is the Newcastle 500 Supercars event manager, Kurt Zaksuski. Morning, Kurt.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, pretty well, Kurt. Now, have you got your KISS makeup on already? Are you that excited about the event?
Well, look, I'm close. I've got my T-shirt ironed. I've got that ready and it laid out. I just haven't decided whether I'm going to go for Gene Simmons or Ace Frehley, so I haven't quite picked my makeup out just yet.
Look, I couldn't get over the queues that were lined up, and almost 12 months ago when it all opened up for the Supercars event last year, and the queues to buy tickets for this year were quite incredible. I dare say you're probably looking for a sellout on the at least for the KISS concert at Number One Sports Ground on the Saturday night, Kurt.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's our expectation. You know, KISS, this is their world tour for their grand finale. They're only doing 7 concerts in Australia. So, yeah, as you said, you know, that first day we went on sale last year, we actually had ticket boxes set up inside the venue just to accommodate the extra inquiries, and the lines then were huge. So, it keeps going really well. And, I got to say, we are expecting a sellout. So anyone who wants to come along, you probably want to get to a quick smart so you don't miss out.
All right. We know Screaming Jets are also the support hometown boys. Now, what do they need? You know, what sort of tickets can they purchase that allows them to get into the concert?
You can get a rock and race ticket, which will get you into the concert and the race. And so it's pretty easy. If anyone just goes to our website, or Ticketek, it'll take you through to the landing page for the Newcastle 500. And as long as you've got a rock and race ticket, that'll get you all the way through to the concert itself. And it's, as you said, at Number One Sports Oval. And we'll have lots of, easy transport options to get you from the race precinct up to the oval at the end of Saturday as well.
Okay, well, just on that, the Coates High Newcastle 500 happening on the 22nd, 23rd, 24th of November. Yeah, to make it a little bit easier to get to and from there, the light rail is going to be running a lot longer than it normally would, Kurt.
Well, look, I mean, it'll be running similar sort of hours, but it'll be running at a higher frequency just to accommodate the needs of the event patrons. So we've obviously been waiting since year one for the light rail to actually come into gear. So we're pretty excited about it being part of the event overall, because it'll allow much easier access for people coming down to the East End and coming down into the race precinct. But then on Saturday afternoon, when you want to head up to the concert, the light rail will be running. We'll have buses as well. You can walk up. The weather at that time of year is pretty cool. And I know a lot of people last year on the way to the concert took the opportunity to sort of stroll through and hit a few spots in the city before they made their way to the concert oval. And taxis and rideshare and all those things will be there as well. So we'll have a very comprehensive sort of transport plan, but certainly the light rail is a key feature of that.
Will the drivers be able to go along to the concert? I mean, clearly the Sunday's the big race day. Are we expecting the likes of Dave Reynolds and some of the other guys down at the concert, or are they home tucked up in bed?
Oh, look, they won't be home tucked up in bed, but look, definitely the guys are all mad keen. I mean, Dave Reynolds, you know, he was a winner here last year, so he wants to see if he can, you know, improve on that and win both races this year. But he's also a big KISS fan, as are a lot of our drivers. So, normally what happens on a Saturday is after the race, they'll go and sit down with their engineers and they'll debrief how the race went and try and figure out ways they can improve things for the next day. So I'd suggest the drivers are going to be pushing to try and get that process finished as quickly as possible. So they can get in there and see the KISS boys on stage. But they've got a few hours between the end of the race and when KISS actually come on stage, so they should be pretty safe.
All righty. Okay, so the word is, if you want to be a part of what's going to be a wonderful weekend, this is the third time the Coates High Newcastle 500 has been staged, coming up in November, and particularly if you want to go to Saturday and the KISS concert, the recommendation is to not dilly-dally for too long, Kurt.
That's right. And look, if you're hardcore KISS fans, we've got there's the normal gold area, but if you want to get right up the front, there's the one last KISS ticket, which allows you to get right up the front near the stage. And certainly that's been the hot ticket so far. So, like I said, if people want to get in, you know, we'd hate to see people miss out, but, you know, we're not going to have an opportunity to extend it to a second night or anything. So this is definitely the only night they're going to be in Newcastle.
All righty, mate. Good to have a chat. Really looking forward to it. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Kurt Zaksuski, who is the Newcastle Coates Hire 500 Supercars event manager.